We now define, for the most part, normal systolic, so-called top number, blood pressure, as the pressure that the heart generates in squeezing blood out of the heart. And that should be at the upper limits of normal, on average 140, during a resting physical exam. The diastolic pressure, or so-called bottom number, which is the pressure residual in the system after the aortic valve has closed and the blood that's been distributed to the peripheral arteries is at its low point, is normally defined now as 85 millimeters of mercury or less. A particularly high pressure at rest would be anything in excess of 160 over 100. And we have seen patients walk in without symptoms, have blood pressures as high as 250 over 120. We assess these people to be in imminent jeopardy and we usually require that they be hospitalized for accelerated treatment of that blood pressure so that it doesn't immediately progress on to serious complications. We do expect that during exercise, blood pressure will rise in a normal heart with normal vessels, along with an increase in pulse rate. And most patients will generate a maximum systolic blood pressure of 200 to 220 systolic during vigorous exertion. Diastolic pressure during exercise historically will not rise significantly or will actually in some cases decrease, but should not increase to an abnormal level. Blood pressure will recover rapidly within the first 3 to 5 minutes after exercising, and in fact will also give us a clue as to the ability of blood pressure to be controlled.